Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Spiritual Discourse. Title is Sage Upamanyu, the Exalted Devotee of Lord Shiva, presented by Karthik Ramachandran Sheshadri. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
ॐ गणानाम् त्वा गणपतिगुं हवामहे कविं कवीनाम् उपमश्रवस्तमम् ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पत आनः शृण्वन्नोति भिक्षीदसादनम् प्रणो देवी सरस्वती वाजेभिर्वाजिनीवती दीनामवित्रगवतो गणेशाय नमः सरस्वत्यै नमः श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरः ॐ ॐ श्रीमहागणाधिपतये नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भां श्रीकण्ठाराध्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् सदाशिवं शिवां स्कन्दं केशवं पद्मसम्भवं नन्दीश्वरं कुम्भयोनिं भरद्वाजात्रिगौतमान् नमोऽस्तु गुरवे नित्यं श्रीकण्ठशिवयोगिने श्रुतिसारशिवविशिष्टाद्वैतपरभाष्यविदायिने तदीचिमुपमन्युञ्च मार्कण्डेयं पराशरं श्वेताचार्यं तच्छिष्यं नीलकण्ठशिवाह्वयम् जगद्गुरु श्री रेणुकाचार्य मंगलम देहि प्रभो त्रैलोक्य संपदालेख्य समुल्लेखन वित्तये सच्चिदानंद रूपाय शिवाय ब्रह्मणे नमः यामाकुक् सर्वलोकानां प्रकृतिं शास्त्रपारगाः तां धर्मचारिणीं शंभोः प्रणमामि परां शिवां अमृतार्थं प्रपन्नार्तां यासु विद्या प्रदायिनी अहर्निशमहं वन्दे तां ईशान मनोरमां सांब शिवाय नमः वी सॉ सम interesting names from the Shiva Sahasranama. I was not able to cover all 1000 because it will take a lot of time. So, but we'll be taking the analysis of the every name of the Shiva Sahasranama later. So, we ended with the, you know, Guru, talking about the Guru Parampara, how the Shiva Sahasranama was, it originated in the heart of Brahma by the grace of Lord Shiva, and then it was passed on to Indra, and then went on to Thandi Maharshi, and then Markandeya, and then finally to Upamanyu Maharshi. Upamanyu Maharshi hands it over to Krishna, and Krishna hands it over to the Pandavas. So that's how the Shiva Sahasranama, which is described as the essence of the Vedas and Shastras, Vedangas and Upanishads, was passed on. The Guru Parampara was explained. And now moving on, Anushasana Parvam, 18th chapter, the last chapter that talks about the glories of Upamanyu Maharshi. So I'll be ending the episode of Upamanyu Maharshi tomorrow.
Vaishampayana uvacha mahayogi tatah praha krishna dvaipayano munihi patasva putra badram te priyata te maheshwaraha पराुत्रमयामेरौ तप्यता परमं तपः पुत्रहेतोर्महाराजस्तव एषो नु कीर्तितः
एंड देन सो वी सॉ वासुदेव दैट इज कृष्ण वाज स्पीकिंग दिस टू द पांडवास ही वाज शेयरिंग द शिवसहस्रनाम दैट ही अक्वायर्ड फ्रॉम उपमन्यु महर्षि and then he was sharing that to the Pandavas. And after he had stopped speaking, Krishna Dvaipayana, who is none other than Vyasa, Parashara Putra, Krishna Dvaipayana, Vyasa, he addressed Yudhishthira. Because this is a conversation between the Krishna and Yudhishthira. So like the Pandavas, the Pancha Pandavas and Krishna, right? So Vyasa comes there and Vyasa addresses Yudhishthira. So, O son, he addresses Yudhishthira, O son, please recite this 1008 names of Lord Shiva with complete dedication and Maheshwara will be gratified. He will be satisfied with you. And then he explains how in former days, in days of yore, I practiced severe austerities in the Meru Parvata. In the Meru Parvata. So Parvata itself, Himavadgiri Kanyakaha. He is eternally present. Mahadeva is eternally present with the daughter of the mountains. Kailasa Shikarabhasa Himavadgiri Kanyakaha Neelakantam Trinetram Cha Tanme Manashiva Sankalpamastu. So Parvata is very dear to Mahadeva. Mujavatoti. Mujavat also is mentioned in the Vedas. So the Meru Parvata, our dear Vyasa was doing terrible penance, terrible austerities in order to gratify Mahadeva and obtain a son. And it was this very hymn, it was this 1008 names of Lord Shiva that I recited, O Yudhishthira, to satisfy Mahadeva. Labdavan Ipsitan Kaman Aham Vai Pandunandana Tata Twamapi Sharvadhi Sarvan Kaman Avapsyasi. As a reward of my penance, I obtained a son. And we know Shuka is actually the son of Vyasa. Shuka was born as a result of the penance that Vyasa did to Mahadeva, and Mahadeva granted that wish. So just like I recited and obtained the various boons from Mahadeva and obtained a son, and Shuka was not an ordinary personality, Shuka was also a great devotee of Lord Shiva. It is also explained in Mahabharata and various other places in the Puranas, Linga Purana and Shiva Mahapurana. So just like I obtained various boons just by reciting this 1008 names of Lord Shiva, you should also recite this wonderful hymn, which is the essence of the Vedas and Upanishads, and you can obtain your boons, you can obtain your wishes. And by the way, speaking of this, I have recorded the 1008 names of Lord Shiva. I have recited as slow as possible, and I have recited the aksharams as clearly as possible. So please take a look at that. It is in my channel. It is the latest video in my channel. Kapilascha tatak praha sankhyarshir devasammataha maya janman yanekani bhakya charadito bhavaha pritascha bhagavanyanam dadau mama bhavantakam. Kapila Maharshi. So Kapila Maharshi is actually the person who propagated the Sankhya philosophy. And we had discussed this many times. Sankhya is actually talking only about 25 tattvas, but Shaivism, it talks about 36 tattvas. There are 11 more tattvas beyond the Sankhya philosophy. But even the Kapila Maharshi, he comes and talks to Yudhishthira. I was the propagator of Sankhya philosophy, but I adored Mahadeva with great devotion. And then Mahadeva was finally gratified. He was finally gratified with me, and then he gave me the knowledge that is capable of getting rid of the repeated cycles of birth and death. So even we see the propagator of the Sankhya philosophy, Kapila, had to finally surrender to Mahadeva to get rid of the repeated cycles of birth and death. Every philosophy finally leads you to Mahadeva. Then why different philosophies are there? Everything is given by Lord Shiva only, right? And because Mahadeva, it is described, Mahadevam Vinayomam. He gives various paths so that the Jivatma takes that path, and then in course of time, it develops faith in Shiva. Because everyone cannot understand Lord Shiva. So that's why various paths are there. Sankhya is there. Advaitam, that is Mayavadam, is there. And then Ganapatyam, Kaumaram, Vaishnavam, Sauram, Shaktam, all these philosophies, Bauddham, Jainam are there. Everything is given by Lord Shiva only. So that the Jivatma practices that faith, it takes up that faith and practices that faith for many, many lifetimes. And then it comes to the path of Shaivism, Shiva Bhakti, which can be acquired only after doing merits for crores and crores of births. Lord Shiva himself says that in Shiva Gita. So, speaking of this, Lord Shiva, there is a place in Padma Purana, Narada Purana. I think we had discussed this also many times. I have released a separate video saying that Lord Shiva doesn't meditate on anybody and he doesn't chant the names of anybody. So, speaking of that, I'm going to touch upon that because it is quite relatable. So in Padma Purana, Narada Purana, where Lord Shiva, actually all the Devas are assembled, and Mahadeva is also there, Brahma, Narayana and Indra, everybody are there. And then Mahadeva says, everyone requests Mahadeva to have food, and then Mahadeva says, I'm going to do my Sandhyavandanam. I'm going to mutter my prayers, daily prayers, and then I'll come back. And then everyone are confused, all the Devatas are confused totally. And then they go to, after he completes, you know, his duties, Mahadeva completes his duties, all the Devatas, Brahma, Vishnu and Indra, they go and then ask him, when you are the essence of the Vedas and you are the essence of the Vedangas and Upanishads, with the Vedas call out to your name, only by chanting your name and only by meditating on you, one can attain, you know, liberation. So who are you chanting and who are you meditating on? Whose prayers are you reciting? So all the Devatas ask, and then Mahadeva says,
Dhyayena kinchit govinda na namasyeha kinchana nopasye kanchana hare na japishyeha kinchana.
Oh Devatas, Brahma, Vishnu and Indra, I am not meditating on anybody. I am not chanting the name of anybody. I am not waiting on anybody. I don't need to, because I am the Supreme Reality, Mahadeva says. So, but I act as if doing these things. I act as if doing these things for the welfare of the universe. So there are places where Lord Shiva himself glorifies Ganapati, Kartikeya, Nandi, Rama, Vishnu, Parashakti, Kalabhairava, Veerabhadra. So does that mean that they are greater than Shiva? No. Right? There is a place, Tripurasura Vadam, in Shiva Mahapuranam itself, it says, Tripurasura Vadam, before going to kill the Tripurasuras, Lord Shiva chants Ganapati Sahasranama. He chants the 1000 names of Ganapati and then goes and kills Tripurasuras. No, he doesn't need to do that. He just glorifies. And after that, the same question is posted to Suta Maharshi. Why does Lord Shiva chant the names of Ganapati? Does that mean that Ganapati is greater than Lord Shiva? And then Suta Maharshi again explains, no, actually, it is not like that. He just glorifies. He wants to glorify his devotees. And also, so other Jivatmas who look at Mahadeva, they will take up that path. And then people who cannot understand Lord Shiva, they take up to different paths. And they develop faith in that path. Vaishnavam or Ganapatyam or Kaumaram or Shaktam. They develop faith in that path and they practice that path for many, many lifetimes. Mahadeva knows whether you can understand him or not. So based on that, he has given these paths, and Sankhya is also given by Lord Shiva by the through Kapila Maharshi. But finally, we see now Kapila Maharshi is surrendering to Mahadeva. Oh Yudhishthira, I acquired liberation. I got rid of the repeated cycles of birth and death by having the glance of Bhava. Who is Bhava? Mahadeva. Namo Bhavaya cha Rudraya cha Namah Sharvaya cha Pashupataye cha Namah. Bhava. The cause of creation and the one who gives also liberation. So by having the glance of Mahadeva, I escaped from rebirth, O Yudhishthira, Kapila Maharshi says. So ultimately everything, you know, there is a time. You know, during that time, Mayavadam was required. During that time, Sankhyam was required. But ultimately, you know, everything leads you to Lord Shiva only. Shiva Bhakti alone can transcend you from the repeated cycles of birth and death. So we see that in how Kapila Maharshi explains that beautifully to Yudhishthira. Moving on.
Charushirishastatah praha shakrasya dayitak sakha alambhayana ityevam vishrutah karunatmakaha maya gokarnamasadhya tapastattva shatam samaha ayo nijanam dhantanam dharmajnanam suvarchasam.
The great Maharshi named Charushirsha. So this chapter explains completely about various Maharshis explaining to Yudhishthira how they surrendered to Lord Shiva and how Shiva is the only personality to be meditated upon. So Charushirsha, so he is described as a friend of Indra. He was a great Maharshi. And then in former days, in days of yore, he went to the mountain of Gokarna. So here also mountain comes. So mountain is a, you know,
Shivam giritratam kurumahi gumsi purusham jagat.
Even in the Rudram also, you see verses Girishayacha Shipivishtayacha. He is the lord of mountains. Mahadeva is described as the lord of mountains. So here it describes Charushirsha, the great Maharshi Charushirsha went to the mountain of Gokarna and he practiced severe penances for 100 years. Number of years he practiced penance and then he obtained the glance of Ayonijam. Mahadeva is called as Aja. Ajayamano Bahuda Vijayate Purusha Suktam states, which means he is birthless and he is deathless. He is beyond birth and death. And as a reward of the penances that he did, he obtained from Mahadeva 100 sons. Ajaranam
अदुःखानां शतवर्षसहस्रिणां लब्धं पुत्रशतं शर्वात् पुरा पाण्डुनृपात्मज.
दिस् इस् वेरि इण्ट्रेस्टिङ्ग्. इस् ही सेस् हि आप्टेन्ड् 100 सन्स् विदौट् द इण्टर्वेन्शन् आफ् अ वुमेन्. नो, इफ् यु वाण्ट् अ सन् आर् अ डाटर्, इट् केनाट् बि पासिबल् विदौट् द इण्टर्वेन्शन् आफ् अ वुमेन्. द इण्टर्वेन्शन् आफ् अ वुमेन् इस् बिकास् इट्स् लैक् अ मेल् अण्ड् फीमेल् युनैटिङ्ग् टुगेदर् अण्ड् देन् a child is born. But here our dear Charushirsha Maharshi, because there is nothing that is impossible for Mahadeva, there is nothing that is impossible, and then he says, I obtained 100 sons, O Yudhishthira, without the intervention of a woman, and then by it was by the blessings of Mahadeva, it was by the Karuna Sagaratva of Mahadeva, I obtained 100 sons without the intervention of woman. And they are all following, they are possessed of great splendor and they follow the path of righteousness. They are free from disease and sorrow and long lasting. And then moving on.
Valmikischaha Bhagavan Yudhishthiramidam Vachaha Vivade Sagni Munibir Brahmagno Vaibhavaniti उक्तक्षणेन चाविष्टस्तेन धर्मेण भारत सोऽहम् आंशानमनम् सोऽहम् आंशानमनगम् अमोघम् शरणं गतः.
वाल्मीकि, सो वाल्मीकि महर्षि हू रोट् 24,000 वर्सस् एण्ड् आफ् द वाल्मीकि रामायणम्. सो ही वास् द वन् हू रोट् द रामायणम्. And the Tatparyam, as we are seeing, this discussion is going on in Mahabharata. Valmiki Ramayanam or Mahabharatam, the Tatparyam is Lord Shiva only. No doubt about that. So, here Valmiki Maharshi, he addresses Yudhishthira. And then in days of yore, again, these are all the past things that the rishis are explaining to Yudhishthira. And then they say, in days of yore, certain ascetics were actually doing the Homa Yajna. They were doing Yajnam. And then they insulted me, or they had insulted me. I have been guilty of Brahmanicide. So, which means Brahmahatya. I have engaged in killing a Brahmana. So, they actually denounced me for the sin of Brahmahatya, O Yudhishthira. And then because Brahmahatya is actually a very big sin. So, Kaivalya Upanishad describes the top five sins. Thinking of another man's wife in a wrong way, that is a sin. Stealing gold is another big sin. And Surapanat Puto Bhavati, drinking alcohol is another sin. And then Brahmahatya, that is killing of a Brahmana, is another sin. So, these are some of the top sins. But finally, it describes, Kaivalya Upanishad describes, all these sins can perish by chanting Shatarudriyam. Yak Shatarudriyam adite so agni puto bhavati surapanat puto bhavati sa brahmahatyayak puto bhavati sa krityakrityat puto bhavati tasmadavimuktamashruto bhavatyatyashrami. Finally, you land in, you get the mukti. You know, you get the mukti that you get by dying in Kashi. Avimukta. Avimukta is the name, another name of Kashi. Kashi, Varanasi, Banaras, Anandavana, Rudravasa, Avimukta. Various names are there for Kashi. So, that's what Kaivalya Upanishad says. So, you can escape from that Hatya. That is, you can escape from that Brahma Hatya, the sin of killing a Brahmana, by chanting the Rudram. And so, here Valmiki was possessed of Brahmahatya. And then Muktaschasni Tatak Papai Tato Dukka Vinashanaha Ahamam Tripuragnove Yashastegnyam Bhavishyati. So, and then I surrendered myself in order to clean myself of the various sins that I have done. The Brahmahatya, I surrendered to Ishvara, Ishanam. And then I became completely rid of all the sins that I have done.
Yate Rudra Shiva Tanura Ghora Papakashini.
Apapakashini. Oh Mahadeva, you are sinless. apapakashini, sins, you are not bound by sins. Only a person who is not bound by sins can, you know, remove your sins, right? Logical, right? You cannot, you know, how can you surrender to a person who is actually bound by sins and then ask him, okay, fine, please make me sinless. You cannot do. So only a person who is not bound by sins, apapakashini, Vedas say, Rudram says, so only he can, you know, remove all your sins. Rama also, he had to surrender to Lord Shiva for the Brahmahatya that he did. And then there is a separate lecture that I have put, Ramajayanti lectures. Part 1 lecture talks about all the references from Padma Purana, Narada Purana, Shiva Purana, Linga Purana, Skanda Purana, Valmiki Ramayana itself talks about Rama worshipping Lord Shiva. And then various Puranas talk about Rama worshipping Lord Shiva for to get rid of all the sins. So Mahadeva is that sinless personality, and that's why here we see Valmiki also worshipping Lord Shiva to get rid of all the sins. Tripuragna, I surrender to the destroyer of the three cities. I surrender to the personality who is the destroyer of the three asuras. Tripurantaka, Trayambakaya, Tripurantakaya. That is another beautiful leela where Mahadeva kills the Tripurasuras. So he addresses, he removed me, he removed all the sorrows that I had, and he removed all the sins that I had. And then he blessed me saying that your fame shall be great in the world. You will become very famous in this world, O Valmiki. And then he disappeared.